Hi there. The word for you today is, instead of judging people, let's love them. Paul writes in Romans 14, verse 13, let us stop passing judgment on one another. You can work alongside and pray for somebody who's having an extramarital affair without having one yourself. Remember, you were a sinner before you were saved by the grace of God. So act with humility and don't fall into the trap of self-righteousness or judgmentalism. As Merv Rizal says, when God forgives, he consigns the offense to everlasting forgetfulness. So show grace when you encounter somebody whose lifestyle makes you uncomfortable. Learn as much as possible about them and allow your interactions to dispel any preconceptions and prejudices you have toward them. See them as hurting individuals loved by God, people who need the very same grace that God extended to you. When you love the unlovely, you're just doing what God did for you. Just because somebody is different doesn't mean you should dismiss them or consider them inferior. You don't want to be judged and demeaned because of your color, culture, or countenance. So, don't do it to others. Because the Bible is clear about not emulating others in their sinful practices, we can be tempted to think that somehow we are better than they are. And that is the sin of pride, a sin God particularly hates. Sometimes we think if we love and accept certain people, we're condoning their sin. Not at all. The truth lies in remaining respectful and accepting others the way Jesus did, whether it was racial differences, such as the Samaritans, or lifestyle differences, such as the woman at the well who'd been divorced 5 times, or class differences, like Nicodemus. Jesus loved and accepted people exactly as they were, while inspiring them to a higher standard. And you have been called to follow in his footsteps. That is the word for you today.